Welcome to SOLIDWORKS Heard, a show about tools, tips, and technology surrounding SOLIDWORKS engineering and the web. This is episode 471 for April 6, 2014. Grab CAG's workbench for SOLIDWORKS. Well, hi, and welcome to SOLIDWORKS Heard. I'm Luke Gallo. Well, today we're going to talk about GrabCAD Workbench. And GrabCAD Workbench we covered about a year ago, and we've been talking about GrabCAD in general since 2011. You know, when they first kind of hit the scene, they were really just an engineering community, and I say just, they had hundreds of thousands of users, engineers with all kinds of CAD skills, and it was growing like gangbusters. And really, you know, the kind of premise of GrabCAD in the early days was really just to be a community where you would share your data, be able to do, you know, kind of a community thing, comment and download. And I even kind of likened it to it had this feeling of kind of an open source community because everything was really kind of done in public. You would share things out and be able to kind of comment and download and use those models. So it's always been a very interesting place to get content. But I think really as the product has changed, the service has changed, I think GrabCAD kind of went back to the kind of the boardroom and said, hey, you know what, we need to offer more to help this awesome community. How can we do that? And last year they put out kind of their first major transition, which was to offer Workbench. And Workbench was obviously a paid service. There was a free version as well, but they were really kind of jumping into this market that you've heard me all talk about, sunglass.io and Team Platform, these kind of 3D collaborative environments where you could do everything through the browser and be able to, you know, communicate and invite and collaborate and do markups and, you know, 3D viewing with WebGL technology within the browser, you know, no plugins required, very low barrier of entry. And one of the things that really made me kind of come back to this is that there's been some developments in Workbench that really kind of turned the corner for me as far as a day-to-day tool. I think a lot of times when we think, and I've said this for years, just being a PDM guy, is that we think a lot of PDM people think of PDM as kind of the final resting place. It's the place we put our data when we're done with it and we want to share it, or we're done with it and it's released. And really these tools, because of the complexity of file management of a lot of these things, PDM is really more of an in-process tool to manage versions and changes of data. Now, Workbench is not trying to be a PDM tool. However, it does do some things that I think very light PDM should do, which is it should manage versions, so know when files are changed, understand the structure and how those changes kind of bubble up to the top. So if you change a part and the part's in an assembly, then obviously the assembly has a new version, and being able to detect all those things that happen is one big piece. The other thing is being able to lock files when you are in process of making change, so you don't have these kind of dynamic overwrites that happen when, you know, someone's working on the same file as you, but they've got a copy and you guys are sharing it or saving it to some location. You know, obviously that would be maintained with versioning, but you would have version 1 and then version 2 right over it, and it wouldn't be any easy way to incorporate the changes from both. So being able to lock those to make sure that you're working on the latest and greatest and you're now the only editor, those are some basic PDM tools. Now, the other aspect of that would obviously be, you know, doing more process-centric stuff like giving it revisions and revision letters and numbers and whatever. And that's really kind of out of scope of what Workbench is trying to offer. But if you think about some of the major things that Workbench had a year ago, it was, again, a cloud service. You could upload your data. It kind of understood many file formats out there. But because it was outside of the editing or authoring tool, I think that's where it introduces some kind of hiccups for a lot of people. You know, this service is sometimes, you know, competing with things that work inside the environment, but it does have a layer that a lot of native tools don't have, and that is you don't have a way to easily collaborate with people outside of your immediate area. And that's obviously what the benefits of a web platform are. So this is really the big thing, is that now that they've introduced Workbench and it's become more mature and they've worked on a lot of the technologies and understanding a lot of the idiosyncrasies of different file formats and their structures and reference trees and everything else, they've really paid attention to bridging that gap of disconnect inside the CAD tool itself. Now, Workbench did get introduced a thing called Toolbox, which was kind of their partnering program where they would work with other services online. In fact, Lagoa, which we covered a few weeks ago, is a partner, so you can actually look at your GrabCAD models and open them in Lagoa right from the interface and be able to do your rendering from there. They have a partnership in there with KeyShot. I know there's some things with Solid Edge and Autodesk Fusion 360, which is their online tool. There's also now add-ins for your desktop, which kind of give you more of a generic kind of almost like a Dropbox syncing type of thing. And they also have now an add-in for SolidWorks. So with that being said, let's go ahead and take a look kind of in depth of what this add-in looks like, how the workflow of kind of using it is, and then, you know, just some of the neat aspects of how you can interface with the GrabCAD service through SolidWorks. So I think the best place to get started is if you just go to GrabCAD.com, log in, and then once you're logged in, you can go to the resources page. Now, I'm assuming at this point you already have a Workbench account. Now, you can get a free account. Workbench does have kind of a free sign up. You can go in there and you know, create some projects. I believe in the free account, you can create 2 projects. You get about 2 gigs of storage, and files can be up to 500 megabytes apiece. Now, much of what I'm talking about or showing today really only works when you have a paid version. Now, if you want to try it out, you can try out a 14-day trial and kind of get a feel if this would address some of the things that you probably need. But, you know, at the present time, if you just go in and you go inside of this, you're probably going to have the free account. And like I said, I would test this out. The add-in and the auto-sync functionality are really kind of the big pieces of this. You know, you can still work with the add-in, but you know, you don't have the auto syncing, which is I think that's the secret sauce for this add-in. So you know, like I said, I would try out the trial. But what I would do is, if you obviously already have a Workbench account, just go to your resources tab and you can click on Toolbox. Now, Toolbox is where all the kind of the features are. And you do have a couple of things in here. The Workbench apps are the ones I'm specifically talking about. And there's one for the PC, which basically is, like I said, like a Dropbox type of thing where it'll monitor a folder. But the best part is, if you are a SolidWorks user, is to use the GrabCAD Workbench for SolidWorks. If you click on it, it'll start a download. It installs without any problem. If you have it on a clean machine, I'm actually running it on a Windows 8.1 and I don't have any problem. I'm running it with SolidWorks 2014 SP2 and I don't have any issues. So everything works as expected. It's going to install a task pane inside of SolidWorks. And you'll see it when you click on it, you'll be prompted to log in. And what essentially it does is it allows you to look at your projects. So if you have projects up on Workbench, you can you know, click on those projects, and then you have the ability to link it to a local folder. Now, in this folder, so let's just say on your desktop you create one for one of your projects, you just point to that folder and say link to project. And once it links that project, you'll actually have the project name. And below it, you have this little interface that shows you that, you know, it gives you a quick link to the Workbench site, so it'll auto-log you in because it obviously already has your authentication. It also allows you to download everything. So if you have attached it to a file and you've got projects in there, this Workbench app will auto-sync that data down to your local folder that you specified. And then it basically is aware of that project. So, you know, you can click on the folder and open things up. You can, you know, open them up in SolidWorks and start making changes. And it's kind of a neat function. Having it inside of SolidWorks gives me some awareness. So number one, if anything changes on the cloud service, so someone's on GrabCAD, let's say I'm collaborating with somebody, they make a change, I'm going to visually see that there is new data up in GrabCAD that I can pull down. And I can just click a button and it downloads it. It tells me how many updates there are and who last updated it, all again within that task pane in SolidWorks. The other side of it is that underneath that Workbench area where I'm getting those notifications, I have my local folder, which is kind of like my local cache, and it's going to detect changes that I have in there. So as an example, let's just say I have something in that folder that's up on the service and I download it and I open it up in SolidWorks, I'm going to have the ability to make changes and edit it. Now, as soon as I make a change and I hit save, you'll see that the interface inside of GrabCAD is going to turn blue and it's going to tell me how many changes there are. And this obviously pays attention to all of the reference structure too. So if you have an assembly and you open up a part and all of that is in that project, when you make those changes and you hit save, GrabCAD's going to detect that there are multiple changes across multiple files. And so again, this is that's that missing link that we had before that now seems to be addressed in this new interface. Now, once I have this change that I want to capture, I hit save, and it shows that it's a change. And there's a button inside the task pane that says View Changes. And when I click on View Changes, it kind of opens up that location and shows the files below that are modified. And I have the ability to enter description. Now, I liken this very similar to what Sunglass did in, I think I covered it before. It was basically like they termed it like GitHub, which was a push and a pull. So a push was a push up to the service, and a pull was pulling down from the service. And again, in those transactions, when you're pushing up changes, you could enter a comment. Again, very PDM-like, right? You make changes, and you do a check-in, and the first thing is it asks us for a comment. So obviously you don't have to put a comment in, but it does illustrate what has changed in those files. And as soon as you type in the description, there's a button that says upload. And so again, right within SolidWorks, I can hit a button, it uploads the changed content and automatically appends that description in the web service. So I see all this communication. So that kind of back and forth really makes it quite simple to iterate with GrabCAD on the fly. It's not a final resting place. I can use this as an in-process tool. And it's really quite good. The other thing that I was really kind of curious about was, okay, I'm doing all this stuff in SolidWorks, and Task Pane app is great, and it's well designed. It seems to work really well, and I'm able to do version management, things like that. I think the really important thing, I think, to a lot of people who use a certain platform, obviously in this case I'm using SolidWorks, I kind of want to understand all that is understood by GrabCAD. And so it does understand the SolidWorks assembly structure. It does understand that files are associated with one another. And I think that's something that was kind of hit or miss in the early versions, because you had to upload them. You were dragging and dropping, and it wasn't really clear on how it was determining those associations. But I've put a few models up here, and I've had no problem with it understanding what's an assembly. And that's really a big piece of it. The other side of it is kind of the integrity of it. It does, when I upload to GrabCAD inside even the web viewer, it understands things like color. It understands configurations. It allows me to do explodes and section views and markups. And so there's a lot of very cool functionality that all works within the browser. The translation, though, is pretty neat. Because you have versions and you have configurations, in some cases, you're going to want to be able to switch which configuration is active. If the configuration doesn't exist, it doesn't list it. So it makes it very, very clear, I think, for understanding exactly what you're looking at. Now, if you then go up to the web interface, so I have an example of an assembly. It's got a couple parts in it. One of the parts I turned red, and that same part also has multiple configurations. I can look at the configurations of that part. I can actually open them up from that web interface and just see those parts. But it is pretty nice, because at the very top, it shows the configurations. You can pull down and switch them, and it auto refreshes the view so you can see those updates. And there is something interesting, and this is more of a change up on the GrabCAD Workbench service, though, is the viewer has come a long way. I remember talking in the early days about how I was, the kind of the first stabs of it, there was a pretty good viewer. The viewer's just getting better. They have all these built-in views that you can pop up, your kind of your front, back, top, right, left, isometric. But they also have, I think the interface is very fluid. The surface quality looks really nice. And again, you have the ability to look at the assembly tree. If you're looking in an assembly, obviously you can do the explode. You do have section tools and measuring tools. But one that was really kind of interesting was this compare tool. And so if you click on compare now, you can look at a certain file and you can compare between different versions of it. So this is, again, something that we've had in SolidWorks with like local PDM tools, but this is pretty cool because you can colorize the differences. I can switch on which version and configuration is active, and I'm able to see very clearly what is what. And it allows the slider is kind of an interesting implementation of a difference tool. Instead of just having things colored of what's been added and what's been removed, it has this kind of chart where on the left side you can pick your version and config, and on the right side you can pick a version and config, and then the slider kind of changes the transparency between the two. And so if you slide closer to the left, you see more of the left that goes less transparent, and you can look at what's been added and removed compared to those different versions. So it's a pretty nice little comparison tool, and again gives you some insight of what the major differences were, between versions. And obviously you can illustrate those with comments, and everywhere in Workbench, every file, every project can have a threaded comment. You can put pins and sketches on your models as well to collaborate. They did add the ability to put in at mentions, so you could say at and then it'll kind of drop an auto list, kind of like most social networks, where then you can pick the people that are collaborators on your project to make sure that they get a notification on your comments. So again, kind of bridging the gap on a lot of the communications that you have when doing design with remote teams. So I think this is the big piece to kind of mention here, is that's, I think, the big connection is, and I've talked about this for years with cloud-based services, is that sometimes if they are trying to utilize or kind of harness the authoring tools of these platforms, sometimes putting an add-in that tethers that desktop experience to that cloud service is kind of the special sauce for a lot of these things. Obviously, initially, unless, GrabCAD's going to start modeling and doing the CAD side of it, right now, I think it's really important that they work with these other vendors that have established communities and giving them a solution to, utilize their service. Honestly, when I look at something like this, its setup took me almost no time. I didn't have to read any help files or anything. This really made sense almost immediately. So for me, I think this is an awesome way of being able to keep version management and do it within the SOLIDWORKS interface. You could almost liken the upload function inside of SOLIDWORKS, because that's obviously at your control, kind of like a check-in. And or if you're more of a programmer like me, it's more of like a git push and a git pull. But it really makes it quite seamless and very easy to maintain versions of my data. And honestly, it gives me a backup too, right? It's offsite. I don't have to think about it. And I'm really impressed with it. I think it's a pretty neat tool. And the Workbench product, I think, has really matured since the last time we talked. I think if you go up there, they now have an area called Partner Spaces. It just gives a very simple way of collaborating with somebody that maybe needs to see your data. They don't have to sign up. There's no kind of complexity to it. You add your files to the space. You share that information out to, those partners that, just click on a link. They don't have to have an account or anything. They can just, basically go in and see the data. And when you're done, you pull everything out of there and they lose access. So it really gives a very clean way of giving somebody a view access to it. And they're always able to see the updated data as you need. So like I said, if I were you, I would check out the Workbench product, see what's changed. And then again, if you look at the pricing side of it, like I said, you have to be on a paid version of it to really get this kind of auto sync function to work. But, the pricing is basically two tiered. You've got it's kind of a freemium model. So you have your free version, and the kind of standard model is, $59 a month if you pay for the year. If you want to pay month to month, it's about $70. But again, you have a 2 gig per file limit. You get 25 gigs of storage, and you can create unlimited amounts of projects. So it's a pretty neat deal. They also have a $90 a month if you pay for the year, and that allows you to do a larger kind of set. You can obviously have multiple different contributors and unlimited projects and storage, and you can upload up to 5 gigs per file. So it's obviously expanding, and these tools are are fairly robust. So I definitely think they're worth the money. And if you're not using a PDM tool right now, and you're looking for something that allows you maybe as a contractor or a smaller business to be able to collaborate with other parties very easily, you know, this is probably a pretty easier justified service to pay for. So definitely check out GrabCAD. They're always iterating. And one of the things while I've been recording that I mentioned even a year ago is that everywhere in the GrabCAD site, no matter what it is, whether it's the web app or it's the add-ins, there's always, I wish this page did, or I wish something. And so while I was up here, I was talking about the ability to do locking, right? You can actually go up on the web service and lock files so that nobody's making changes to them while they're locked up on the Workbench site. There doesn't appear to be any way to lock files from SolidWorks. So I'm in the SolidWorks add-in, and as I was talking to you guys, I pulled down the little pull-down, and sure enough, it says right here that I can say, I wish. And so I clicked on the I wish thing and the pull down inside the add-in, and a window pops up in SolidWorks and says, I wish this add-in, and it says dot, dot, dot. And so I typed in there, I said, I wish this add-in allowed me to lock files from within the add-in. And I hit okay, and it said, your wish has been submitted. So I think that's actually it's very telling to see a company that is just so interested in feedback from the people that actually use their service. And, you know, I think so far this is a great, you know, evolution of Workbench, and it's really becoming quite a useful tool for the desktop user. That's for sure. So that's GrabCAD Workbench. And you know, I wanted to mention this too. I think this actually just happened. I had been talking about sunglass.io, and actually it appears that sunglass.io is disbanded. I went up there and their SSL cert had been revoked. It still seems to be that way. The add-in that was in there stopped working. You could still log into your online account, but I looked up some of the owners and some of the people that I had talked to over the years, and in some of their LinkedIn profiles, it had said that they had disbanded and they were working in other places. So it appears that that service is gone. And then on the flip side, we talked about Team Platform being bought by 3D Systems, and they are now killing their free version. So if you had a free account, you probably already got the email saying you have 30 days to pay, or else they're going to shut your account down. So, you know, GrabCAD still having the freemium model and still being a healthy company, you know, seems to be the thing I'm looking at. Obviously, Team Platform and GrabCAD have some differences. Team Platform does have a syncing tool now, but they don't have really any specific CAD integrations that I've seen. So there are some differences that are starting to form. But, you know, GrabCAD, even though this tool does require a paid version, you know, I think for the average SolidWorks user looking for some, you know, light PDM capabilities, there's not a lot on the market right now that's really addressing this thing. So I applaud them and ask you guys to take a look and see what you think.
If you have any questions or comments about this episode, you can hit the comments section or email me at lou@solidworksherd. Don't forget to follow The Herd on Google+, Twitter, or Facebook by searching for SolidWorks Herd. This episode of SolidWorks Herd was sponsored by Digital Dimensions, Forward Engineering Solutions, online at www.bbicad.com. Music was provided by 21 Against by the means of Music Alley at musicalley.com.